Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Micheline Thomas, an acclaimed New York-based artist who has completely transformed the BMA's East Lobby into a living room for Baltimore. Micheline, welcome and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
So our big installation at the BMA, Micheline Thomas, A Moment's Pleasure, is extraordinary in and of itself, but I think we're in an extraordinary moment in American art history wherein three black women artists have achieved the three most prominent commissions across the world at the moment. So you have Kara Walker at the Tate, you have Micheline Thomas in Baltimore, and you have Wangechi Mutu at the Met. So what do you make of all this, this big sea change?
I think it's incredible. I think it's about time. I think it's long overdue. When I think of the three of us individually, I think that we each have impacted, you know, the art world and created paths for many artists. But when I think of someone like Kara Walker, I'm very excited because it's to be expected, right? And not knowing that she had that presence at the Tate prior, it's incredible that she's being featured now. But why now? Why not then?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
So moving forward, and someone like Wangechi Mutu, I think what she's done to the facade is just really incredible, just to see that sculpture there and the fact that it hasn't been used for so many years, but to have her innovation and creativity to see that it will create such a experience for people to not only feel that they have to come inside to see her work, but they can experience it at the Met on the outside.
Which is a great segue to what you've done at the BMA. So Wangechi treated the niches at the Met.
Yes, yes.
You completely transformed the facade of the BMA. So can you tell us how you did it and why?
Yes, well, I did transform the outside of the BMA. And I think one of the reasons that I wanted to start with the facade of the museum was because I wanted the community to get a sense of themselves prior to stepping into the museum. I think oftentimes when spaces are created, it's mostly just about the works on the wall. But I think when you think about institutions such as the BMA, when you think of museums and you think of what they are meant to do in communities, I think we have to start before the doors open, before one walks into the door. So using the facade as a canvas in the landscape to generate this conversation from the onset, from that moment that you walk up to the museum, the conversation begins.
So you chose row houses. So can you tell me,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's quite obvious why in the context of Baltimore, but you yourself have a relationship to row houses.
Yes. I mean, I'm from the Northeast. I was born and raised in Camden, New Jersey. I lived in East Orange. The landscape in Camden, New Jersey is similar to a lot of the environment in Baltimore. So I'm very familiar with these type of homes, of what they look like, what they stand for. And I think it's about familiarity, right? It's about bringing the architecture that will resonate with the community to understand that they see themselves. It's about that representation. It's about the architecture of this space to be represented of what that means of, you know, the buildings. You know, I wasn't going to put a Brooklyn brownstone that doesn't resemble the historical landscape of Baltimore in a place of where I'm from. So it's very important to put indicators for the people when they see themselves. You want to have that representation. And I think the row house represents, in a very significant way, Baltimore. So one way in which we handled that was by really going around the community and taking photographs of specific houses. The three images of the facades that you see on the museum are actually images of homes taken from Baltimore.
So there's an incredible generosity of spirit, I would say, that pervades the entire installation and a sort of deep engagement with Baltimore. So it goes beyond using Baltimore as an image, as source material. You've actually engaged artists living and working here, or artists mm-hmm. with ties to Baltimore, and you've gotten a tremendous amount of positive attention for that already. Mm. So can you tell us why you did it and what you hope to achieve through that engagement?
I guess in a large part in thinking about the overall engagement is really thinking about a word that comes to mind for me is transformation, and thinking about transformative experiences beyond myself as an artist is very important. And when I think about engagement and engaging the community, for me, it's very important to be very inclusive and to create a transformative, inclusive experience beyond myself and bringing in other artists that have been very informative, not only to my practice through my friendships of them, who are from Baltimore, but artists that I know that are emerging artists from Baltimore. And giving them this platform, I think, is beyond anything. I think when you think of a commission like this, it's beyond the ego, right? And I wanted to remove myself from being the centerpiece and not be an artist that came to Baltimore and just said, here, I'm putting something on the wall. I'm putting this monumental sculpture outside the facade or within the lobby space. What I wanted to do was create a community within the space so that they have their ownership, that this is their museum. This is their museum that they will come to when I'm not here. So in order to do that is to include them in the conversation, is to bring them in the fold of the conversation from the beginning.
Well, you've certainly transformed us. So I'm very grateful for that and very grateful for the conversation, Micheline. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You can see Micheline Thomas, A Moment's Pleasure, on view in the BMA's East Lobby until May 2021. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.